last phrase repeated. Now, first I would point out the bass line. And again, this is going to be hard to hear. We're not used to focusing on bass lines. We're used to focusing on what's up top. That's okay. It's there. Bach put it there. We've got to recognize it. The bass line that's being played by the organist's feet on the pedal board, I hope you've all seen that in a grand church organ. There's a series of pedals that wraps around the organist that looks like a giant keyboard. And the organist puts on their slippers, their playing slippers, which are as close to them as the catcher's mitt of a baseball player. And they play with their feet, even as they're playing with their hands. It's very unnatural. It's very extraordinary. And why they just don't fall off those damn benches and cream themselves, I don't know. I'm a piano player. I don't use my feet. It's a very difficult thing to conceive of. Anyway, the bass line being played by those feet goes like this. These long, falling, dissonant intervals. Again. Now, the idea of fall is well depicted by this jagged falling idea in the bass, and this is supposed to be it. I would also point out that these are what we call dissonant intervals, diminished sevenths falling in the bass. For Bach, this would represent falling into darkness. Also, this piece starts in consonance and quickly goes to dissonance. This is a metaphor for Adam's own fall from innocence and grace to sin. Let's play just the first phrase of this and see if we can notice this bass line falling inexorably towards the darkness of the bowels of the organ. Lastly, I would point out what Bach is doing in the inner voices, that is, the accompaniment between the bass and the soprano, where the chorale tune is. We have these tortuous chromatic lines. I would just play the inner voice, the tenor voice. Slithery and slimy. Well, I don't think there's much mystery here. This is supposed to represent the serpent. It's also supposed to suggest the temptation and sorrow that are a metaphor for the sinuous writhing of the serpent. It's all here, and it's not terribly magical to notice this stuff once we know we should look for it. Bach is creating a musical painting based on the words of the story. Now, it's a short chorale, prelude. Let's listen to the whole thing, and then this lecture will be concluded. So, Bach's chorale prelude on Durch Adams Fall, BWV 637. Thank you.